Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Brian Stanley has said Sinn Féin should have referred a complaint to Gardaí when he brought serious matters to the attention of the party's disciplinary panel on the 11th of September. Mr. Stanley issued a statement through his solicitor welcoming the fact that Sinn Féin has now referred the complaint to Gardaí. Speaking on RT's Morning Ireland this morning, Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald said the original complaint, which she said was made through a complaint on the 2nd of August, was not of a criminal nature. Sinn Féin has been criticised for how it handled an allegation made against Brian Stanley, with Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform Pascal Donoghue questioning how Ms MacDonald did not know the nature of the complaint, adding that that posed serious questions. Well, for more, we're joined now by Sinn Féin TD and spokesperson on Foreign Affairs and Defence, Matt Carthy. And Matt, you're welcome to the programme this afternoon. We might just start with, I suppose, the timeline, just try and get straight exactly what has happened here. And some contradictions now emerging, because we have the statement from Brian Stanley released this afternoon, which contradicts some of the statements made by Mary Lou MacDonald when she was speaking to Morning Ireland this morning. Starting with when the complaint was received, Mary Lou MacDonald said the complaint against Brian Stanley was received on the 2nd of August. Brian Stanley said the complaint was lodged with Sinn Féin on the 26th of July, and he says he's written proof of this from Sinn Féin. Could you tell us which is correct?
Well, good afternoon, Sarah. And first of all, just to be very clear, I haven't been part of this process at all. I'm a member of the Sinn Féin Ard Comhairle, and as such, we have established a set of processes that ensure that anybody who makes a complaint to the party is treated seriously, and that anybody with whom a complaint is made against is treated fairly. And that is the system that is in place. It is not a system to deal with criminal complaints, and all members are told, in the same way as any organisation should inform its members, that if they have a criminal complaint, that that should be made to the appropriate policing authorities. I'm told that the party was originally contacted on the 26th of July by the complainant in this instance, as we stated in our statement yesterday, then that the disciplinary committee then contacted the complainant on the 1st of August, and then that the full statement from the complainant was submitted on the 2nd of August.
Okay, so effectively they're both right, is what you're saying?
Yes, essentially the complainant made contact with the party on the 26th of July, and then subsequently they made the formal complaint on the 2nd of August.
Okay. Brian Stanley said that he made Mary Lou MacDonald aware of the complaint himself in person on July 29th. Is that correct?
I don't know the dates. I know that Mary Lou has confirmed that at one stage she had a very informal conversation with Brian Stanley, but I know as a member of the Ard Comhairle that any of us who would be approached by somebody who was subject of a complaint would be told in very clear terms that they would need to deal with the process as it is established, because the party leadership have quite rightly set up an arm's length process.
Well, we'll get to that in a moment.
That any complainant is dealt with fairly and as seriously as needs be, and that there would never be any suggestion of fear or favour on the part of the disciplinary
process. All right, we'll get to the process in a second, McCarthy, if you don't mind. No, I understand you want to make that point, but we will get to the process, because as you heard there in the news headlines, Pascal Donoghue and others raising questions about the process. But I just want to, if you don't mind, continue on with what has been said and what has been countersaid, for want of a better phrase. Brian Stanley says the 26th of July, the day that the complaint was received by the party, was also the first day of a 10-day nomination window for the general election. Is that correct for him?
I don't know what the timeline was in Laois, and again, it wouldn't matter in the sense that once a complaint has been received, the process is that an independent committee within the party is charged with dealing with that in an objective way, without, as I say, fear or favour in respect of who the complaint is made against.
When Brian Stanley says then that it wasn't possible for him to seek to be put on the Sinn Féin ticket because this complaint had come in on the first day of this 10-day nomination window for the general election, is that not correct?
I don't know how that would be the case. The only way in which somebody wouldn't be entitled to put their name forward for convention, if they were a long-standing member of over 6 months, I think the rule is would be in the event that they were suspended, and clearly that wasn't the case in this instance.
Okay, so had Brian Stanley put himself forward then?
I'm not aware whether he had or not.
You're the Director of Elections for Sinn Féin, aren't you?
Yes, and I'm not aware of the exact timelines of every single convention that has taken place across the state, in with due respect.
McCarthy, we could have an election call tomorrow. You're the Director of Elections for the party. You haven't selected a candidate yet for Laois, and you're telling me whether or not you don't know whether or not your long-standing TD of 40 years have put his name forward for convention in one of the constituencies in which you haven't yet selected a candidate.
Well, I do know that same individual has now resigned from the party. So we are at the position where we need to identify a candidate in Laois, which we will do, and which we will engage with the party members in that constituency.
Did you want him to run? Did you want him to run?
Up until I became aware of all of these instances over the weekend, Brian was a colleague of mine, somebody who I worked with very closely. I was a member of the Public Accounts Committee for about 2 years. I always found Brian to be a very diligent person.
In your position as Director of Elections for the party,
I'm
not asking about your personal relationship with them. In your position as Director of Elections for the party, did you want Brian Stanley to run?
I assumed, I have to say, as a member of the party who was unaware of any of the issues pertaining to these complaints, that Brian Stanley would be our candidate in Laois.
Okay,
clearly,
but you didn't know whether or not he put his name forward. You didn't know whether or not he put his name forward for this election convention. You just assumed he'd be the candidate. Am I understanding you correctly?
Yes, and I don't know why that would be a major revelation. I wasn't aware of the complaint being made against Brian Stanley or that this process was in train. So, therefore, I wouldn't have had any reason to expect that a sitting TD wouldn't be seeking a nomination at convention.
Okay, so up until, and just to be absolutely clear then, up until this weekend when you say you became aware of these allegations and the whole process against him, up until this weekend, you expected and wanted Brian Stanley to run for the party in Laois. Is that correct?
What I'm saying is I assumed that Brian Stanley, as the sitting TD who hadn't announced that he wouldn't be seeking the nomination, would be seeking the nomination. And I assumed that on the basis that I wasn't aware of the complaint that had been made against him, or that the fact that this process was in train.
All right. You were pictured with him at the Ordesh 3 weeks ago. You had no conversations with him at all about the general election?
I had a conversation with Brian, and it was a very friendly conversation. I speak to Brian quite regularly in Leinster House, including last week. I had no inclination that the statement that he issued on Saturday night was coming.
And did he give you any indication that there might be a problem with him running for the party when you spoke to him?
No, none whatsoever.
He says there's been a process of character assassination within the party against him since July 26th. You, as Director of Elections, didn't hear any of that character assassination.
Not a single word have I heard. And to be quite honest, the only time that this was raised with me at all was a number of weeks ago when a journalist asked me if I was aware of any complaints. And I had to answer honestly that I wasn't. But I also had to make it very clear that as a member of the Ard Comhairle, I wouldn't expect to be until actually there was a formal reason for the Ard Comhairle to be involved in the process like that, which would usually be at the very end of a process. And of course the process didn't reach its conclusion because it was suspended.
So I might just bring you back then again. So you were asked about this by a journalist a number of weeks ago. You weren't aware of any of this a number of weeks ago when you were asked about it. When you hung up the phone to the journalist or walked away from the journalist, did you pick up the phone to anyone else and say, what's going on with our candidate in Laois?
No. Because, as I said, there is a process in the party whereby, and this is the case with most
extraordinary lack of curiosity in the Sinn Féin party, isn't there? Nobody wants to know what's going on anywhere.
No, it isn't the case. It's a case that we have a process, and that process operates without fear or favour, so that when a complaint is made, and anybody can make a complaint, and the complaint can be valid or it cannot be valid, or it can be serious or not serious.
But is this not important for you to know? I'm just asking about your role as Director of Elections. Is it not really important for you to know whether or not your candidate, the one that you expect to run in Laois, is going to be in a position to run in the general election that could literally be called any day?
I was appointed Director of Elections last week, Sarah. In the course of being a TD, you will hear rumours, you will hear suggestions about all sorts of things from across the political divide. If I were to spend my time following up on that, I wouldn't be able to do the really important work that I have to do as a TD, a Chock the Dáil. That means a representative of the people and a messenger of the people in the Dáil. What I concentrate on a daily basis is representing those who sent me to the Dáil rather than getting engaged in what is could be a full-time occupation of engaging in idle gossip.
All right. On September 11th, Brian Stanley says he and his legal representative have brought serious matters to the attention of the panel. This is the disciplinary panel that was investigating the entire thing. This was on September 11th, and he said he had been advocating after that point for some time, including to a senior party official, that those issues that he brought to the panel on September 11th be referred to the Gardaí. Why were they not?
I don't know, because I don't know what the particular issues were, but what I do know is that Brian was free, absolutely, as an adult and a person with long experience, to bring any matters that he felt were warranted to the Gardaí. Certainly my understanding is that the panel did not consider any of the complaints to be of a criminal nature, because the advice they would always give in that instance is that people would direct their complaints to the Gardaí. We have decided, as because the process has been left, if you like, hanging in mid-air as a result of Brian's resignation from the party, and out of an abundance of caution, as Mary Lou described it, to send on the details of the complaint and the counter-allegations to the Gardaí, who ultimately will make the final decision.
That just doesn't really make sense, though, does it? That you have all this information from September 11th, you have a senior TD who's saying this should be sent to the Gardaí. I take your point that he could have done it himself, but it's also information that was now in the possession of Sinn Féin, senior party officials. You have a senior TD saying this should be sent to Gardaí. No one wants to do that for a month until October 13th, the day after Brian Stanley goes public with this whole thing, and then it's decided it's sent to Gardaí.
So, to be very clear, I wasn't party to any conversation. I'm not aware of the allegations that Brian brought to any group, or whether or not allegations were made in the way in which he described. What I am saying is that it was absolutely open to Brian, as an adult, to bring any issue
yes, I understand that point.
Gardaí.
But
it
at some point,
make sense,
and
in my view, that he would go to any third party and
all
ask
right,
them
and that
to
is for Brian Stanley to answer. And we've a request to interview him, and we'd love to put those questions to him. But in terms of the questions for Sinn Féin, it is clear that at some point the party received information that it is now deemed serious enough to send to Gardaí. I would really love to get clarity as to what date the party received information that it since deemed serious enough to send to Gardaí. What date did it receive that information?
To be very clear, Sinn Féin, and this process that has been employed, is done with legal advice throughout the process. At any point where the legal advice deems that the advice that the issues should be brought to any policing authority or any statutory agency, that would happen immediately. That didn't happen in this instance.
Did it happen ever? When did the legal advice say it should be brought to Gardaí?
When issues pertaining to protection of children, or when there is
no. In this case, I'm talking about.
No, I'm saying in this instance, that legal advice, as I understand it, was never presented to the party that this is a matter that
so
should
you
go
never
to the
got legal advice saying this should go to Gardaí. That decision was only made on the 13th of October. The question I'm asking is...
That decision was made out of an abundance of caution and out of the fact that the disciplinary committee would be unable to complete its work because the person for whom a complaint had been received had resigned from the party.
The question I'm still asking, didn't have this fit of abundance of caution earlier. That's what I'm asking.
Because
when did you get the information that it was deemed serious enough on the 13th of October to send to Gardaí? When did that information become available to senior Sinn Féin people?
What I am telling you, Sarah, is that throughout this process, legal advice.
You're not going to answer that question.
Senior legal representative.
Do you have the answer
process
to the question, or is it that you don't want to answer that question?
If you allow me to answer.
No, you're giving me the answer you've already given me, Matt Carthy, and I'm asking you for the actual answer.
You might not
answer.
Like the answer, but it is the answer. The answer is that the legal advice was that these weren't criminal matters, but as an out of an abundance of caution to ensure that the process could be absolutely above board, and because the disciplinary committee could not complete its work as a result of the fact that Brian Stanley had resigned from the party.
That's the answer you've already given me.
Ultimately will make the final determination.
All right, we'll see that answer may yet arise over the next 24 hours. I want to ask
you. The answer has arrived twice in this interview, Sarah, with due respect.
Well, it hasn't. And you know what? I'm going to put it to you really clearly one more time. You got information into the party that you decided on the 13th of October was serious enough to send to Gardaí. My question is, when did it arrive to the party? I'm looking for a date. I'm not looking for anything about legal advice. I'm looking for a date.
I am telling you, there was no information came to the party that was deemed of a criminal nature.
That's not the question. All right. Look, I tell you what, move on. We'll move on. I understand. Okay. I want to ask you, about your leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, and her level of information, because she's saying, as per the rules and procedures, she was not aware of the nature of the complaint, that it's important for fair processing so that there's no suggestions of interference or influence. Again, really? You can be aware, and surely it's your responsibility as the leader of a political party to be aware of the nature of a serious complaint against one of your TDs, and you can be aware of the nature of that complaint without any interference in how the issue is being dealt with.
We have processes. The processes are purposely established to be arm's length to ensure that there can never be any suggestion of fear or favour, as I've said repeatedly. And what that means is that no matter who makes a complaint or who the complaint is made against, that the process is the exact same.
Yeah.
I wish, actually, Sarah, that every organisation and every political party operated on that basis.
But do you? Because is that not a really irresponsible process, McCarthy? Because you then could have a situation where there's a serious complaint made against one of your TDs, and that TD is continuing to carry out their public duties. And I'm not talking about Brian Stanley. I'm talking about just generally. A serious complaint made against one of your TDs, that TD is representing the party in public, carrying out duties in public, and the leader doesn't know the nature of the complaint against that person.
We have rules and we have procedures, and the rules and procedures allow that if a matter is of a serious nature that would warrant a suspension or a dismissal from the party, then that is immediately dealt with on that basis. If the matter is of a criminal nature, it is immediately forwarded to the relevant authorities, and if warranted, the individual is suspended. You cannot have a situation whereby on the foot of every single complaint, arbitrary action is made by any individual, whether it be the party leader or anybody else. There has to be a system
action.
That
it's about
is
knowledge,
fair,
isn't
that
it?
Is transparent,
you know,
that
it's
is
not
accountable.
About action, it's about knowledge, it's about knowing what's going on in your own party. And on that point, I want to ask you finally, do you have full confidence in your party leader, Mary Lou MacDonald?
Absolutely. Mary Lou MacDonald has ensured that we have processes that are above reproach and that ensure that even if you are the chairperson of the powerful Public Accounts Committee, if a complaint is made against you, it'll be dealt in the exact same way as any other member of the party. That is how it should be. That is how it is. And I think our country would be much better if every organisation operated the same level of accountability, transparency and fairness that we have employed in this situation.
McCarthy, Sinn Féin TD, thank you very much for joining us.